Welcome to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, where modern portfolio theory can suck it. A student of the school of Graham and Doddsville and a clergy member of the Church of Warren Buffett, here's your host, Eric Schlein.
Hi, this is Eric Schlein. You are listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, and we have Anthony Waldachuk back on with us again. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. So I want to talk to you about another one of these obscure companies that you own. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Avoca, LLC, ticker AVOA. So however you pronounce it, tell us about it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
I think it's Avoca. I'm not sure. I've never actually spoken to management on this company. So, I'm going to go with Avoca just because, apparently Avoca Island or Avoca Island is their main, asset, but not really their asset. I'll get into that later, but we'll call it Avoca for now. Symbols AVOA, like Apple Victor, Oscar Apple. And like all my favorites, it trades by appointment. Although, yeah, I think about once or twice a week, you might see this thing trade over on OTC markets. Has a nice wide bid and an offered about 900 bid, 1159 offered right now. That's good for about close to a $9 million market cap. Pays no dividend, although it used to. The main business is they search for oil and gas on Avoca Island, which is about 90 miles west of New Orleans. They own the entire island, about 16,000 acres. It essentially has a couple side businesses on it, has a duck club, which
has a what? You cut out there.
There's a duck club. On the island, which I have a funny feeling is part of the might be part of the old boys network from Whitney Bank. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but that's an old school banking concern down in New Orleans, and they actually run this out of the Whitney Bank offices. So
were they spun out by them or something years ago?
I would think so. The majority owner is Whitney Bank, their trust department. So they kind of run it. The board of managers and officers for Avoca is the same as it is for, the senior management at Whitney Bank. So they kind of share. Which is good because, their overhead something like 20 grand a year. So, everyone's salaries are taken care of by the bank or the trust department. Rent is covered by, Whitney Bank. It's a pretty sweet arrangement. It's essentially this thing just kind of subsists on the side, and they're just looking to gather royalties out of it. But there's also, in addition to this thing being an oil and gas concern, which is dwindling very quickly here. The main valuation that you're going to look on the main thing that they have that you're going to like is their stock and bond portfolio. Okay. They have something on the order of about $8 million in stock and bonds and about $1 million in cash that they have, say, on their balance sheet.
So the stock is trading. At their portfolio, and you get the business for free.
You get the stock, bond, and cash portfolio essentially at $9 million.
And then you get the business for free.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. No, that's it. So, there's a duck club that's on the island that they're obliged to keep. They actually do pull in something on the order of $20,000 a year from alligator hides and eggs. I don't know how that operation is run, but it's free money as far as I'm concerned.
Alligator hides and eggs?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a it's a dwindling business. They were, that's down from $40,000 that they got in 2016. So essentially what they have is there's about like five producing wells, all owned by Alta Mesa Services. That's their sole leasee right now.
And then they get royalties on it. Is that the deal?
Right. So, let's see here. I mean, they're looking at last about 2 years ago, $116,000 in royalties that they got, which, and it, like I said, it's dwindling. They're not, there's been no one else that's been looking to drill on the island here for the last couple of years. Now, that being said, they do have, their larger project here is what they're looking to do is make it into a, they're looking to establish a bottomland hardwood forest and cypress swamp, coastal and non-coastal wetland mitigation bank. That's a mouthful, I know. But what they're doing is looking for people who are looking to off their pollution with tax credits for looking to buy this area. You know, as far as, and I can't really speak to what kind of tax credits they're looking to be able to sell here. I'm sure these guys have been really good stewards of capital. Like I said, they take literally nothing in compensation to run this thing. And
how's their portfolio been managed over the years? I mean, do you know what they own?
I have no idea what they own. I do know it's about, you know, I'd say it's about half fixed income, half stocks. Stocks, I have no idea. They do seem to trade it somewhat regularly. If you look at their financials, it does look like they have moved in and out of a few names. So I'm guessing that the trust department is probably in charge of that. As far as fixed income, it's usually very short-term municipal bonds, 3 months or less. So it's mostly money market instruments that they hold over on the fixed income side of things.
How have they grown over the last decade?
They've really done nothing but shrunk.
Okay.
So, you know, like as I alluded to, there's no dividend being paid on it, and they haven't for 2 years because they've been spending upwards of $500,000 a year trying to get this this wetland mitigation bank started on the island. So that and legal fees have really eaten into anything and everything that they've made. That being said, if you go back, like, let's look back 2007 or so, this thing paid out $720 a share in dividends. So, you know, in 2008.
Was that from the oil business, though?
That's straight up oil. Oil and gas.
But that's, you said dwindling, right? So.
Yeah. So in 2008, $450 a share. And it's been dropping every year ever since.
So what's the value? I mean, why do you own this thing?
Well, I'm really curious.
Because so far as you're pitching this to me, it doesn't want to make me want to buy it.
It is, you know, the thing is that, you know, they could have someone come back in and start drilling again. You know, that the oil and gas is still underneath there. I mean, granted, there's been some, the current wells that are out there are depleted. Okay. You know, from what I can tell, it's like I said, you know, they brought in $116,000. What was it in 2016, which, you know, but the thing is, it's like nowadays, if you look at what wetland mitigation and what people are willing to pay for that to offset their pollution and CO2 tax credits and whatever
Can you explain to listeners what that means?
What's that? Wetland mitigation? Yeah. It's basically what you're doing is you're setting aside the best way I understand it is you're setting aside natural preserves, if you will, just because the federal government's interested in, you know, being, you know, conservative with land and expanding the national park base and so on and so forth. What they're willing to do from a tax point of view is, you know, if you're willing to buy this land and not touch it, we'll let you trade off what you could develop it for, is how I understand it. So say, for instance, you know, granted you couldn't put a Trump Tower in the middle of Avoca Island. So, you know, it's somewhat limited, But, you know, if you sat there and said, hey, well, otherwise, if you don't let me, the one thing I really could do here is just, you know, start poking holes in the ground and put oil derricks up and, you know, ruin this habitat for all these ducks and geese that they have there. You know, the federal government's going to want to partner with you in keeping that wildlife, you know, out there. And so they're willing to give you tax credits to offset that. Now, you can go ahead and take that and, you know, sell that. Avoca could take this land and sell it and, you know, and realize who knows how much. And that's the question. What's it worth? I don't know. I have a smallish position in this thing. I'm willing to sit on it and just wait the thing out. You know, the thing can be volatile because it's so illiquid. For instance, it dropped down to about $600 a share in the middle of last year, where I doubled up my position, and now we're back up to, you know, around $1,100. So, you know, it's hard to say what they're going to do with it. I have not spoken to management, as I said. So, you know, that's kind of a heads I win, tails I don't lose anything.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
You know. Yeah, no, and it's basically, we're looking at an asset play that has a fairly solid management, and it's a fairly, you know, hands-off business. They're just trying to, you know, they're just trying to work their way into making the island worth something. They don't really carry the island at anything on their balance sheet.
So you're getting a free call option in a few scenarios, basically.
Exactly, yeah, no.
Okay.
And, you know, and who knows, maybe the alligator hide harvesting business goes through the roof here the next couple of years. So,
yeah, and if it doesn't, you're not going to lose a lot of money, basically.
Exactly. So, you know, the thing is
unless,
you know,
the stock portfolio tanks, and then you're kind of screwed potentially, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, like I said, about half of that's, you know, short term municipal. So,
right.
You know, worst case scenario here, you know, it really doesn't.
Yeah, you're not going to lose a lot of money. Basically.
Yeah, I mean, I probably could trade the thing between 600 and like 1,200-1,300 or something like that. But, you know, it's just not worth my time, to be frank with you. So,
okay.
Cool. Anyway, that's it in a nutshell. Nothing too exciting, unfortunately.
All right. Well, Anthony, I appreciate your time, and this was interesting. Thanks for coming on.
No. Hey, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast with Eric Schlein. If you'd like to connect with Eric for questions, comments, feedback, ideas, or to inquire about being on the show, please contact Eric at intelligentinvesting@gmail.com. So, in the words of Charlie Munger, I have nothing to add.